Hey guys, it's your host, Andrea. I have a question for you. How frustrating is it that you have to pay your hard-earned money to see? Personally, I've been wearing corrective lenses since the fourth grade, and the cost has really added up over the years. If you're like me and actually value your dollar, then check out iBuyDirect.com. iBuyDirect has many styles and affordable frames that fit your unique personality. Need specialty lenses like blue light filtering? No problem. iBuyDirect provides many options for customization like bifocals, progressives, tinted lenses, and more. Do you have 20/20 vision? Great! iBuyDirect has you covered too with many sunglasses options that will allow you to express and enhance your individualized style. Do you like premium brands? I do. iBuyDirect carries Ray-Ban, Oakley, Vogue, just to name a few. Click the iBuyDirect link in our show notes and get affordable custom eyewear today. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Andrea Epstein, your host, and you're listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. We are talking about a healthy, amazing, robust journaling practice, and the title of today's episode is Why Change? And that's what we're going to be contemplating together here in this episode today, because there is very naturally going to be a lot of resistance and ambivalence and fear and defense mechanisms that come in when we contemplate change. Okay. I just need you to hear from me right now that that is human of you. That is natural. That is not pathological in any way at all. You are going to have resistance to positive change. And it's not just that. You might have a negative core belief of, I don't deserve good things, or I'm not enough, or whatever I do doesn't matter. It's not just that. It's just that change is hard. It takes a lot of commitment, consistency, energy, and executive functioning. Okay. And a lot of people who are going to listen to this episode of this podcast are going to struggle with executive functioning and really the ability to engage their frontal lobe and execute tasks that move them consistently towards their goals and their desired outcomes, okay? And I just need you to know that. And so getting to the why before you engage in a journaling practice, especially if you're going to engage my journal, the Plan to Recover journal, the journal for recovery and self-discovery. Like, if you're going to engage in this, you really need to be grounded in why. Why are you doing this? Why are you buying this? Why are you spending money on this? Why are you spending time, effort, and energy? Please know that before you hit buy. Okay. It's so important. And I don't care if it's my journal or any other journal on the face of the earth. Do not do it until you understand the why behind the engagement and energy that you are going to put into it. Okay. And so let's look at that. If inevitably we're going to have resistance and ambivalence, okay? Ambivalence comes up when we are struggling to hold two things true simultaneously, right? So, like, in the beginning of a recovery process, you're holding two things true. Is like, I don't want to give up the one thing that works well for me, and I know it's killing me. Those are holding two things true at once, and that creates ambivalence. It creates kind of this vacillation between what you know you need and what you want today. That is normal. It's natural. We are inevitably going to have these. So let's look at it. Let's look and find the deepest level why that is going to help you when this comes up. So what is your why? I can't tell you what it is for you. So I will just tell you one of my fundamental whys, and it's legacy. It is why I show up every day to my journal. It's why I show up in the world. It is why I open my eyes. It's why I throw the sheets off of me. It's why I turn around and put my feet on the floor. It is because I want to leave this world a little bit better than it was when I arrived on it. That is my legacy. Okay? That is my deepest level why. I want to make a generational impact that is positive and life-giving. It's why I'm here. It's why I'm speaking to you now. It's why I'm taking my next breath, okay? Why I'm choosing to take that. You know, it's so important that you understand that, okay? It's why I invest my money the way I invest my money. It's why I invest my energy the way I invest my energy. It's why I invest my time the way I invest my time. It's why I make decisions the way I make the decisions, because it's moving towards that ultimate why. And again, I don't know what it is for you, but it needs to be something on that level of survival, okay? It is something that gets not just your motor running and your passion flowing, but it moves you in to this action and mission, okay? And so when you're looking at your why, you really are looking towards like, what is my life's mission? And here's, you know, just kind of a tip. It's not for other people. Okay. And so if that's the first thing that popped to your mind, go ahead and draw a line through that one. Okay. It cannot be for another person or other people. It needs to be deeper level than that. Okay. This is so important because things happen. Relationships change. They wax, they wane, just like a lot of things in this world do. But there are some things that are truths. They are foundational. They are consistent and they are constant and they are unmoving and they are unwavering. Those are the things you want to base your why in. Okay? So I invite you as a call to action this week, this day, this moment, this hour, if you can, to get still, to get quiet, to block off time, hide that phone, and be intentional about your why. That is all I am inviting you to this week, okay? Because it is so important and it's foundational. If you are going to engage in a journaling practice, if you are really going to look at changing and implementing healthy habits, if you're going to look at disengaging with unhealthy habits and addictions and afflictions, if you're going to really do this work, it needs to be grounded in a healthy, sustainable, life-giving why. Okay. And it could be health. Okay. It could be so many different things. All right. But it needs to be long-lasting. And I'm going to speak into you right now. I'm going to speak into you. You do not need to feel this. You do not need to know this. You do not need to believe anything I am about to say. But when I think about why change, it's because you deserve it, because you are important, because you have a gift, because you have talents, because you were designed to do something important and be the person that you were designed to be uniquely for this world at this time, at this moment, in this decade. That's why, okay? You are special. You are unique. You are important. You are unrepeatable. Nobody else can do what you are meant to do today. That's why. You do not have to believe me or feel that as truth yet. But I do believe if you engage in this journaling practice on a regular basis, you will come to believe and hold everything I just said as absolute truth. And in that, you will find and you will reinforce your why. Okay? So that is my call to action. Establish the why this week, and then next week, we're going to dive into the journaling practice, and we're going to talk about the best yes and how to prioritize changes, okay? Because it's very important that we're not like, oh my God, I want to change everything at one time. Everything's wrong. No. But we're going to be slow, deliberate, intentional, and we're going to do things in a way that are lasting and sustainable, okay? We want to build those loving trust bonds with self so that we can be the version of ourselves that we are created to be and live it out. All right. Thanks so much, guys. And we will see you next week for another amazing episode on the Direct Impact Podcast.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epstein.
Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today.
Listen up, Direct Impact Nation. You know how important routine, structure, consistency, and accountability is on the road to recovery and personal discovery. Well, I have developed the perfect companion for you on your journey. My Plan to Recover journal is thoughtfully and specifically designed for the person looking to achieve long-term success in recovery while gaining personal insight, awareness, emotional intelligence, and spiritual integrity. The Plan to Recover journal will help you stay recovery-minded, practice your priorities, and build a healthy relationship with self and others 12 hours at a time. To preview and pre-order your copy today, visit www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. That's www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. And don't forget to get a PTR journal for a friend on their journey too. Direct Impact Nation will save 15% when you use the promo code IMPACT. That's promo code IMPACT. With the purchase of your PTR journal, you will become part of an exclusive community dedicated to recovery and self-discovery. Visit www.lightninginabottle.biz and let us take you from want to willing, and from willing to healing.
Heads Up Guidance Services, or HUGS, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to removing all barriers to quality professional counseling services. At HUGS, all motivated individuals, couples, and families can access the support they need and deserve in an outpatient setting. They recruit dedicated, compassionate, and socially conscious professionals who volunteer their time and specialized skill pro bono. HUGS doesn't work with third-party payers, insurance companies, or government dollars. Rather, they operate entirely with the support of people just like you. To help support HUGS, visit www.headsupsavannah.org.